Tweedale.
I swear, honestly.
I like wearing tweed.
I
feel like our knees are closer together than they usually are.
Love a good close knee.
Look at the state of that head.
Yeah, it's so I don't get gassy. Jeez, how many times do we have to go over this?
I swore in the first 14 seconds. Can't use that.
Oh.
Or if I actually have to bleep it out.
Of this one, just now.
Well, I just said you can't effing do something or something like that.
Start again.
That's good.
Tony, look at my beer.
You've poured it like a munter. There you go.
It's definitely not take two to avoid a swear at the start of the video.
Yeah, so the little tip for insiders is if you swear in the first 14 seconds of your YouTube video,
decent chance you're going to get
demonetized. But now I think we're about maybe 35 seconds in, 40 seconds in.
You reckon we're that far?
I don't know. I'm tempted to say fuck. What's on your channel?
Tempting fate.
Damn it.
Tempting fate.
Actually, one of them a couple of weeks ago, I think the first one that of this season,
yes,
on my channel got demonetized.
Really?
Yeah, not demonetized. It got like limited
ads, like pretty much demonetized.
They're just pretty much demonetizing it. So I don't even know what we did. There was all that racist stuff that you were saying.
Yeah, as usual.
All that hate speech.
It was just caught on camera for a change.
All that hate speech you were spewing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember scrolling through my videos.
Thank you for getting me this one. I've never had this one.
Scrolling through videos the other day. No, it wasn't the other day. It's a few weeks ago. Yeah. And I saw one with the little yellow dollar sign. And I was like, well, what happened there?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was one of the podcasts. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be me and Tony. Or it was a live stream. I can't remember. Yeah. One or the other. It was a historical one.
I always want to say dumb things like, if you're not seeing this, there's a reason why. But then if they're not seeing this, how would they hear it?
How would they see it or hear it, yeah.
You are watching this, then you're a dedicated viewer, and we appreciate you very, very much.
Welcome to 2 Cents Gets Distracted.
A rugby podcast, a podcast where we always do an official intro every week.
This podcast is available.
Yeah, with an ottoman close to us. Oh, Christ.
It's close.
Christ almighty.
Spotify.
Yes. iHeartRadio.
Yep. I keep thinking Stitcher and Google Podcasts, but those are both gone.
Is Stitcher gone?
I think so, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you're listening on Stitcher, let us know.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts?
That still exists.
And there are lots of other, like Podbean and lots of other platforms that little dinky rinky dinks.
Odds are we're there as well.
Yeah, we permeate most of the podcasting platforms.
So you can listen to us.
Yeah, we get out there. We really do. Thank you for listening or watching.
Today?
Yeah, I feel like we're on a strange roll here. But you know what the problem is? Can I tell you what the problem is?
What's the problem?
I used to do a lot of the setup. You do a little bit of helping, but I do a lot of like the blocking. You've set it up, but I feel like it's just the juju is different.
Right.
You know, this is further away. We're closer together, which is not bad.
I think I've got a bit of empty space over my right shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a man spread going on right now that's about 3 meters wide.
I have long legs.
It's a hell of a man spread.
There we go.
It really is. Okay, sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, I was just going to say, because there was no internationals on this week.
Are we talking about rugby immediately?
We are, just to set the scene, because there will be time stampity stews.
Yes.
There will be Super Rugby, which was awesome rugby.
I forgot to put the timestamps in last week.
You did. There will be some Irk, because I watched some Irk. And then there will be a bit of Gats, because pretty much as soon as we finish recording, there's bound to be some breaking news. I don't know what it's going to be this week. I look forward to seeing it for next week's podcast.
If you want big news, listen to us, and then something big will just happen afterwards.
Yes.
Or actually, the thing is, we record this podcast and then massive news gets released.
Breaks.
And then when everybody else is doing emergency podcasts to react to the news, we're like, wow, we're not going to do that.
No. We'll hit it next week if we remember.
Yeah, so everybody was just commenting going, nice one missing the Gats news, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
That's how we go.
Yeah.
I think it's due to our time zones.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of comments. We've talked about Gats a lot on this. I have, particularly.
You've been out for Gats' blood for a wee while.
Yeah, never rated him. You know?
But how's it going? Because I don't want to talk about rugby too fast. I just want to let you know that's the agenda for today.
Yeah, we're setting an agenda.
Agenda.
You did an official intro? You set an agenda?
What else? I helped set up the room. What's going on? Yeah, we're in the multiverse.
Everything's recording, isn't it? We're not going
to red lights going that.
Oh, this would be flashing. A brutal time to like have a second crack at a podcast because I can't drink wine.
Yeah, true.
At the moment. I'm on non-alcoholic stuff.
Go buy you some grape juice.
Yeah, I'll go down to the grog shop and buy some. What are they?
Some Ribena.
Ribena. What are they? Grapeatine. What are they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Stuff that you used to drink when you were a kid to make you feel like you're a big kid.
I buy my kids those sparkling grape juices at Christmas. Yeah,
that's exciting.
Exactly.
Get in the train. That cork. Yeah. Whoa. That's not a good thing to say, popping your cork when you're talking about your kids.
Popping the cork. Yeah,
I gotcha.
I'm on the straight and narrow.
Oh. Well, things are pure to the pure. Have you ever heard that statement?
Never heard it. I didn't go to Catholic school.
Yeah, well, I only heard it recently myself, to be honest. Okay. It means that if I say something like, if I'm playing golf, right?
You'll never see the dirty side of it if you've got a clean mind kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So if I'm playing golf and I'm 100 meters out and then I, you know, chip the ball in and I'm about 8 foot out and the next person goes, oh, good shot, Tony. I'll see if I can come inside you here. Like, and that's a thing people say in golf all the time.
Okay.
Because it's when they say come inside you, they're not meaning ejaculating in your asshole, believe it or not.
Okay.
They're meaning get the ball closer to the pin.
You see, that's why I'd never played golf, because I was terribly scared I'd need like a chastity belt or something.
Just walking around, just coming in your asshole. Okay. Has the word ejaculating ever been said on your channel?
You've been on it for a couple of years now, so probably.
Probably. But anyone other than me?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
maybe my dad sends the old message. Well, I'm blues. I just ejaculated everywhere. It's not a word I think he uses.
Ejaculated all over the shop. It's a Jackson Pollock painting after that one. Oh, dear. Yeah.
I think we had a new viewer last week who left you a comment saying, Jesus, what the hell? You guys just keep talking so much shit.
Yeah, you can always tell the people who...
That's their first episode.
Because this is a rugby podcast, but for those of you who...
Maybe that's the subconscious reason I wanted to set an agenda.
Well, because of him.
Maybe. It wasn't a conscious decision, that's for sure, but it just occurred to me now.
Right, okay. But yeah, because there was one person going, well, I thought this was going to be a rugby podcast. I didn't even talk about bloody rugby.
You guys talking about yourselves.
We actually, last week was a slow build. It took 19 minutes until we actually started talking about it.
We get there.
We talk real rugby.
We did for like 40, like the majority of the podcast is rugby. It's
rugby, 100%. There's just a bit
Not the start.
Because who wants to just...
And you can skip it if you really
There's a thing saying skip below. The only people who are real hostages to the shit talk are the
actual podcast listeners.
The podcast listeners.
And even they have the option
your
to
little
just...
15 skippy.
They can just fast forward until they get to the point they want to get to.
Yeah, for sure. You wouldn't listen to them, but there's the podcast called Bloke in a Bar.
Don't know that one.
They're a rugby league podcast.
Okay.
And they start with a bit of shit talk, you know.
I think it's a good way. You got to warm up.
Yeah, they just go, oh, what's going on? And they're like, oh, I've just come up from bloody Illawarra, something like that. I don't know where Illawarra came from, but they just talk
the
about
the Steelers.
The Steelers, yeah, that's right. Mm.
There you go, dropping some rugby league knowledge.
The Illawarra Steelers don't exist anymore.
I know, they got merged with the St. George.
Well done.
Oh, look at me.
You're a rugby league nut.
There you go.
They're this weekend having their round one, and it's going to be in...
Sydney.
Las Vegas.
Oh, there you go.
Las Vegas.
Sydney was a logical guess.
I think it's this weekend.
Pretty far away.
But yeah, they take four games and play it all in one day in the big stadium over there in Vegas where the Vegas NFL team plays.
You know, I do feel like league has a better chance of succeeding in America than union.
Why? Because it's just hit bash.
In terms of the game, it's like I think it's more similar, more understandable to an American brought up on the NFL than union is.
I think, although Americans are very accepting of stoppages.
Yes.
Because that's one of the reasons that I find it hard to watch NFL sometimes is because it's just...
Yeah, every now and again I've tuned in
and you're like,
to a game, man, it's the fourth quarter, there's only 2 minutes left, I'll just see what happens at the end, and you're like watching for an hour, and you're like, holy shit.
Nothing's actually happening. It's going on forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is what it is. Hey,
get
Mark.
Get Bill Beaumont onto that case. Get the ball and playtime higher.
Oh, Bose will get onto it. Hey, Mark, you know what? The bloody streak continues.
The streak has not been broken.
It's not since we got a sponsor. It's
dog walking sponsor.
Ballard Boxing Gym. boxing gym sponsor, yacht delivery company,
and then wedding band.
What are they called again? Hot Jams.
Yes.
And now, Tweeddale Surfacing Contractors. Yeah, Tweeddale. What are you gonna? You know, I'm confused about Tweeddale.
Well, that's the thing, and then that's that. Just
we got a script today, by the way, guys.
I didn't brief
Tweeddale.
You.
I like wearing tweed. It's fantastic.
You're not wearing tweed, or it's a bit warm for tweed.
What's the hat? Feel the hat.
Is that a bit tweedy? It's quite warm.
Yeah, it's a hot.
Are you sweating under there?
It's not too bad right now. Okay. But tweed, there's two D's in Tweeddale. I feel like there should be one.
Tweeddale.
It's like Tweeddale. That's how I want to say it. But anyway, we appreciate these people. Bloody good bastards at Tweeddale. But Mark, tell me what Tweeddale do before we... Or do we just go right into the script here?
Yeah,
we've got a script. I have not read it. I don't know what's coming.
We don't do the
print. Do we have lines or who's reading what?
You can just go for gold if you want.
I'll read the first paragraph.
Okay.
Today's sponsor, Tweeddale Surfacing Contractors, based in Tauranga, New Zealand. The guys at Tweeddale Surfacing Contractors service the West Empire plenty. So if you're in areas like Athenry, Waihi Beach, maybe Te Araha, where they get out to Te Araha, don't get there, they'll help you. I'm sure if they're in Te Araha, if you get in touch with them.
Especially if you mentioned the podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Te Araha might be. Paidoa, where they get to Paidoa? Won't go to Coromandel Township. Probably not for them. Maybe they would. Let us know. Anyway, I'm getting carried away just trying to show off my
geographical knowledge
of Western Bay of Plenty. Okay. And Eastern Waikato. So they would get to those places, by the way. Though that they can be negotiated to venture further for the right price. / beer.
There you go.
They love a beer, these boys.
They do.
They love a beer. With top draw painting from commercial to residential, new built and renovations. Interior, and they do both. Or exterior. They don't just do the insides of houses. They do the exterior.
That's a totally different skill set.
That would be a different type of paint.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
100%. It's like a number 10 who can tackle at the same time.
It's like...
It's unbelievable.
It's like having a shit and taking a piss at the same time.
Oh, beautiful.
Amazing stuff. Those are wallpaper removal, which can be a bloody fiddly job.
I'd rather have somebody else do it.
Yeah. Well, Tweeddale, they'd do it for you. And feature walls, they've got you covered. They're covered.
So I see what you did there.
All right, let's...
Whoever wrote the script is genius.
Bring it home. I'll just interject some magic in there.
They can also carry out those niggly plaster repairs.
Oh, boy, can they be niggly.
Yeah, they like that plaster. Jesus. Joins that are flexing, cracking, and peeling ceilings. Wallboard hole repairs. Got to repair that hole.
Oh, I know. My hole has been wrecked for years.
As well as cosmetic repairs to wood and masonry.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of masonry? Is that the brick walls and stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You know, grouted brick.
If it's masonry. Got grout, then it's masonry or tiling?
I guess so.
Okay.
We don't know what the flip we're talking about. Okay.
I just see words.
Anyway, you can also get them to waterplast your exterior surfaces, such as your driveways, footpaths, deck, patio, soffits, and walls. Mark,
what's a soffit?
What don't they do?
They do everything.
They do everything. I don't know what a soffit is.
Somebody tell us.
Yeah, there are some people go, I've heard of it before.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
I'm uncultured.
Okay, anyway, read the rest.
For your free quote, get in touch with the team at Tweeddale Surfacing Contractors by going to their website, which is www.tscnz.com. So that's Tweeddale Surfacing Contractors New Zealand, I guess.
TSCNZ.com. It'll be right here. I'll just have it here the whole time.
And it'll be in the description.
Do they have an Instagram and stuff that, or do they not?
They got a website and they've got email contact as well. But just head to the website.
Yeah, and let them know where you heard about them.
From 2 Cents Gets Distracted.
A rugby podcast. That's us.
And they'll sort you out.
But boom. We are incredible readers of
so the guys Tweeddale. At Tweeddale bought us some beers.
Yes, thank you very much.
I went with this one called Too Easy because having someone else water blast my shit, too easy.
Sometimes
instead of doing it yourself, I don't want the niggly stuff. I want the too easy.
I want
option.
Someone to sort out my soffits. But you know what? I feel like sometimes I take shits that are so powerful in my toilet that I need somebody to water blast those stains
off. I believe it.
They're terrible. I believe it. And then they bought me an all day every IPA, hazy IPA. I'm on the non-booze buzz at the moment. So thank you very much, Tweed.
They'll sort you Tweed out all day.
Dale.
There you go.
Contracting services. Boom, boom. So they do a lot.
They do a heck of a lot.
Anyway, thanks, boys. Or girls. People. Yes. Human beings. Who do that?
Bay really Plenty and Waikato.
East and Waikato.
East of Waikato, west of Bay Plenty.
Was yeah, that? Western Bay Plenty, east and Waikato. So that's like Tauranga, Waihi Beach. Yes. You could probably, you would get them in Te Araha, Pairoa, around the areas around the Karangahake Gorge. If you're in any of these places, it's really just Pairoa on the other side of the Karangahake Gorge. I love this area. That's where my family's actually from. So, my mum's from Te Araha. And she has
She still have a property that needs wall blasting?
Yeah, she does. Out that way. We do, actually. We've got the batch at Waihi Beach.
There you know who to call when it needs some sprucing up,
probably
Tony.
Probably does need some sprucing
there
up.
There you go.
It's a real batchy batch.
Okay.
You know, sometimes go to people's batches and you're like, this is flasher than my house.
Right.
And I don't like that buzz. This is a batch you can walk in with sandy feet.
Yeah.
Exactly. Probably does need a water blast. She owns it with her sisters.
Okay. Mm. Well, let you know.
I'll let her know. Maybe, and I'll tell her 2 cents against
the shake. Just mention this.
Yeah. Right, awesome. Fantastic. Oh.
But cheers for the beers. They'll be with us cheers for the next for the few beers. Weeks, actually. Yeah. So.
We got them for 3 weeks?
Four.
Four! They went for the premium package.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
We're very affordable.
Yeah.
What could I say?
Ba-boom. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. All right, Mark, so we've talked shit.
We have.
We've talked about a wonderful sponsor.
We have.
And we've talked about my shit in a toilet bowl. Briefly.
We've done that as well.
Briefly. It's about time to talk about what an electric round of Super Rugby we just had.
Do you not want
to
leave with Gats?
Okay, Gats. Okay, we'll leave with Gats.
Because that's the oldest news.
Okay, so, you know, what's the opposite of being on the, like, cutting edge of journalism? We're on
the blunt we're like, surface.
We're like a back of a spade, basically. Yeah. So that news came out right around this. But in terms of where they're at, like you hear a lot of the Welsh public seem to still be quite forgiving of him. And they're like, well, it's just the players that he's got and all that sort of thing. I think that needs to be sort of knocked on its head. Mm. I think they seem to, let's just see how they go with a different captain at the helm. And like the one thing that I can say is I just couldn't understand what they were doing anymore. Yeah. I didn't understand how they were playing. I didn't understand what they were trying to do.
Essentially, like, the new guy has made the initial call to call up 3 of the players that it seemed were massive omissions. Like that guy, Max Llewellyn, who's the top try scorer in the Premiership. Like, he's given an immediate call up. Wow. Like one that...
Who's taken over coaching?
What's his name? The Cardiff coach. Matt...
Sharon.
Something like that.
Sherry boy.
I forget.
The Sheerster. Okay, yeah, I did hear that. How do you feel about it, Mike?
It's a little bit surprising that it's come in the middle of a tournament.
I think it's Italy.
But I think he's basically looked at it and gone, shit, if we didn't win that one,
yeah,
we're probably not going to win the rest.
Yeah, and he's already done enough damage to his legacy. I know he won, how many Grand Slams did he win with them?
I think 3 Grand Slams, 4 yeah. Six Nations.
I don't remember a single game other than when he coached the Lions that one game and then he drew against the All Blacks. He never pushed with Wales. He never came close to pushing the All Blacks.
Is that where you judge him though?
Yes.
Okay.
As a New Zealander, I judge international teams on how well they do against my team.
Okay.
So I don't know how else, because that's when I watched them play generally.
True.
Like, especially growing up, I wasn't really catching all the Six Nations games.
Yeah, me neither.
And I was never stressed about playing Wales. I was like, we will beat them.
Right.
Every time.
It used to be like that with Ireland too.
It used to be like that with Ireland. Not like that anymore. Absolutely. But it never seemed to come that watershed moment where they got over us. Like, they still haven't beaten us since 1953, poor buggers.
That's bonkers, eh?
And that's so different to when we play France or even England. Like, you're still like...
We'll beat them most of the time, but in recent times, you know, I'm talking about the old days, beat them most of the time, but they've always got a big game in them that could knock us over.
Most of the time, we'd flog the French between World Cups, and then they'd just...
And beat us in a couple of quarters.
Yeah,
semis. Yeah.
Buggers. Anyway, but obviously he did some amazing things with the Six Nations.
Is he a bit like one of those like UFC fighters who like, does it ever happen where someone like retires like the top of their game and they're like, ah, I got a couple more fights left back in me, or boxers, and then they come back and get hammered?
It's a real common story within the UFC is you see these great fighters who look invincible.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just supreme talents and people think, okay, they're the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And then they lose one. And you're like, oh, I guess they're human. And then they might win another one. And then they lose another one. And they lose the next two.
Mm.
And then they stay in it for a little bit longer. And then by the end of it, they're getting absolutely knocked out by newbies and up-and-comers on the undercard of a fight night. And you're like, ugh. And it's like it can be a really depressing way for legends to go out. It's
a real is that a bit where like we get to it at the moment? Like, oh, man, he used to be really good.
Maybe. Well, his coaching record for the last, how many years was it since 2019? So obviously 6 years.
With the Chiefs, you mean, as well?
Yeah, so he went to the Chiefs, lost every game with them.
He started off, I think, just pre-COVID, they were doing okay.
I know, you've said this before, they won like two games or something before pre-COVID. So doing okay, winning two games. Is that really something to hang on your, hang your hat on for a six-year?
He did get at least a win or two with the Chiefs before.
Lost eight in a row.
Yeah,
and then
which you would say arguably was more his side, because when he first took over the other side, it's still the previous coach.
It was
still
Dave Rennie's DNA. Right? Yeah, he maybe it's one of those things. He's like been around the international scene. He's made plenty of money out of it. He's making £500,000 a year or something. And then you lose your, like, so hopefully he's financially set. I don't want to show him any ill will or anything like that. You're watching your family grow up. You just lose that absolute hunger. What do they say? It's like, it's hard to wake up. So they say, we'll go back to fighting analogy. It's like hard to wake up at 5 a.m. when you're waking up in silk sheets.
True.
You know, so maybe just lost the passion for it a little bit, potentially. Just lost like a fraction of a percent or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
And that can be enough to like, you know, when we always talk about fine margins. Yeah, I'm sure he was trying to do everything he possibly could. And or maybe he was also, like, we're just absolutely speculating here. Like, he had that great success within Europe. And it was like, well, what that was about was playing, you know, no frills rugby and working hard. That's the key to rugby. It's no frills and it's working hard. So he maybe just kept on pumping that while all the teams were innovating and doing things that were beyond his realm of teaching. Yeah, really.
Adapting is what the best coaches do, right? Like you can certainly see the coaches that stay with for a long time. You can sometimes see their game plan shifts as they get different players in. They might implement a different game plan.
You see the greatest teams be able to shift approach during the game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So I don't know. I think it was the right thing to do. I hope that whatever comes next for him, he's happy, him and his family.
Yep.
It does tarnish his legacy in some degree, but he'll always have...
Yeah, it doesn't take away all the trophies he won.
Mm.
But he just kind of went out. He went out like the dude, you know, so close to a World Cup final, gets the Gatlin Gates. Yeah. It wasn't, he's left them. He'd just been number one in the world. Like,
yeah,
it couldn't have got much better.
He could have gone out with a World Cup, but...
Yeah, but I mean, this is like the next step down from that.
Yeah,
it's like going out Wales were pretty thrilled. Bloody good.
Yeah, and then
it kind of comes back and just ends on a bit of a...
Well, do you think the Welsh love them? They have in the past. Do you think there was a real feeling of, oh, Gats is back, he'll steady the ship here?
Like, I think so.
And he didn't, so what's
I think that's
next?
Why they hired him. It's just like what's been successful for me before will be successful for me again.
What's going to... Do you think the dead cat's going to bounce?
The next game is against Ireland.
If anyone doesn't know what that means, I don't know. They use it in NRL a lot. When a team loses its coach,
they immediately bounce back. That's why
in their lowest of their low, the dead cat bounces.
That's why all the Premier League coaches get sacked, because they figure sacking the coach will have an immediate
impact. You'll win the next game potentially. It's just a little bounce.
They got Ireland.
Yeah, they're not going to win that.
That seems rough.
Hopefully they put in a proud performance. But that's the best you know how you say, we talked last time and you were like, Scotland lost, but they put in a good effort and they were brave. And you were like, brave sucks. They need to win these games. It's just shit. I think the best you can hope for as a Welsh fan
to be brave
It's brave. Like, brave's a good result. Like, if it's 20 minutes to go and this game is still within
a score or two,
I think that's a win.
Yep.
Like, but in all honesty,
they don't want to be getting 43-0'd again.
They could easily be getting 43-0'd, I'd say. Well, and it's just young players as well, you know. Yeah. We'll see. We'll have to see, Mark.
We will see.
We will see. I think we're going to see that one, aren't we?
See you, Gats.
Bye. Thanks for the memories.
Wonder if you'll find another coaching job.
Thanks for all the shoes.
Head into retirement or some kind of like mentoring role.
Maybe. Like turn up on Bank of New Zealand ads or something.
A lot of the
like
guys end up in Japan, don't they?
Yeah, maybe I go to Japan just for like, I guess the thing about money is you can always deal with a bit more. Yeah.
People like, tend to like money.
Yeah, personally, I'm not a fan of it.
Really?
Yeah, I give all mine away.
Weren't you just complaining about the price of hosting a wedding just to me before we started recording?
Bloody expensive. Yeah, well, that's where I give all my money away to. Right. Yeah, she's the least.
In more positive news.
Yes.
Super Rugby, can be a bit maligned.
Yeah.
Was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was crackerjacker Jimbo.
People have been comparing it to like the best one weekend of rugby since that World Cup quarterfinals week.
Yeah, you know, it was quite exceptional, really. The only thing that was crap about it was the Blues lost.
Yeah. It is. I did feel like that as well. Like, everything's going so great, except my team got beaten by the worst margin of all the games this week and lost at home and just put in a bit of a stink performance.
Yeah, for the last 20 minutes.
We were just not in the races. Yeah, the best thing about that was the streakers.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it was really good to see. Really good to see they were highly competitive. They were great matchups, actually. Like
every game, like both teams at one point of the game was in the lead. There was no game where like one team just went out and blew them away and never got caught kind of thing.
It wasn't like Moana Pacifica was playing the Chiefs this weekend.
And got like, you know, 43-0'd or something.
Those rounds will come.
That's right. But to start with, the whether by dumb luck or by intent, they scheduled it pretty well.
Can you clarify one thing for me? And I think I know the answer to this, and I'm already irritated by it. What's the playoff system this year?
Oh, God. What is it again? It's like six teams make the playoffs.
Six, so not eight.
No, not eight.
Oh, that's good.
It's less.
That's good.
But then they have that next round, because there's an odd number of teams, and they've got the lucky loser, where you can lose your first, like the lowest ranked, sorry, the highest ranked
losing
team. So
there are 13 teams all up, aren't there?
No, there's 11 teams.
Okay, so more than half of them make the bloody...
Still more than half, but closer to half instead of like two-thirds.
We won three games this year and we made it.
So six teams go through, so then they can play each other.
Yeah, nice.
That's a nice even matchup. But then you end up with three teams.
Yeah.
Because six goes into three.
And then the lucky loser.
So then the highest ranked of the losing teams gets to go through to the next round. So you still end up with four. Right. So you'll have a lucky loser.
So if you qualify number one,
you're guaranteed to get through the next round, even if you get beaten.
So you could, might be a bit of gamesmanship where people play their
B team or something.
B team.
But you will also drop one rankings place if you lose that.
So you might not get a home final.
You might not get a home final. If you end up playing the second team and you were the first team and you'd lost the first one, you'd end up going away.
It'd be about player management at that stage. If you think, these guys need a break, you might say.
So there's a potential bit of gamesmanship. It's a little bit awkward, but I think it's better than just sticking with eight. If it was 8 from 11, you just fuck it. Just make the whole thing the playoffs.
I'm happy about that because I thought, we're doing 8 from 11. No. There's a bit of jeopardy because now the Blues need to win.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The Crusaders won.
Yes, and they looked like they were not at the races for the first 10.
Dogroll got yellow carded within 3 minutes.
I made him my captain.
He was in my team as well, but he wasn't my captain.
Yeah, I'm not really much of a fan. I've never done fantasy before, so I don't really. I was like, he's all black captain. I'll put him as captain.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I don't even know what captain does, but my captain.
He doubles the points.
But then he got
yellow. A lock's probably never going to be your highest scoring player.
Oh, that was dumb. So and then yellow carded immediately, and I was like, oh, that's not going to be good for his points. but he played all right after
that. Yeah, he did. He played all right. He still scored positive territory. But the Crusaders were 14-0 down.
Yeah, they were. And they were looking like...
They were looking like last year's Crusaders.
Yeah, and they were kind of walking in the tries a little bit. And then they got another one. They came back. And
that guy, Kyle Preston, got three on debut.
Yeah, and that was just at the hands of
Noah Hotham.
Jeez, I was close. I had the sound.
Noah.
I had some of the phonetics going there. Yeah. Yeah, bad luck to him, but good luck for the young man.
Yeah.
Preston. No relation to John Preston, by the way. None.
Yeah, I saw that on the Legend of Marty Banks' page.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't. I was just assuming.
Okay.
Fuck me. Oh, no.
You're making a mess.
It's okay. It's non-alcoholic. It won't stain.
It's going to recover.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, James O'Connor came off the bench.
He looked sharp, didn't he?
Real sharp.
He looked really good. Preston looked good. He looked good. Big, like, bit touch rugby at times.
Mm.
It was flinging it about, and I was like, geez, I'm not watching the Six Nations now, am I? Sevu Reese. What is it about him in a Crusaders jersey?
He's been playing really well.
He's electric. He really, really is.
It's like he's dodging those convictions. He's left, he's right, he's kicking the ball across.
Whoa!
I'm going to turn into Squidge with that guy, because Squidge always gives that guy shit.
Yeah, well, we stuck up for him for a while. So, look, he came back. He's
been rehabilitated himself, and then he just did the same thing.
Yeah, and then he did the same
thing. Drove a car into someone's garage.
You silly boy.
Like, not just drove it in nicely and parked it there, like, just like, smashed it in there.
Silly boy.
Anyway. He did play really well.
Yeah, he's electric when he is. He looks like a different guy when he plays the All Blacks.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Some guys are just really good at club level.
Is it the standard, you reckon?
Yeah, maybe.
It's just a slightly lower standard.
But yeah, no, they played really well.
Roygaard out there again, but he was overshadowed. That's the word I'm looking for. By
old Preston.
Preziton. But a good game. A good game. Lead changes. It was good to see it wasn't good to see. I'm never thrilled that they won. I was hoping the Hurricanes would still.
Yeah, I was hoping the Hurricanes would win as well.
But, you know, it's fine.
Decent crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Good crowd. Good kickoff. Exactly. And we're like, well, what's next?
What's that? I was like, the next game's going to be shit.
Yeah.
Because the first game was so good.
Yeah.
Then it was 37-36 with like a last-minute winner for the Waratahs over the Highlanders.
Yeah, yeah.
Their reserve prop comes on and scores two late tries, including one literally in like the 79th minute.
He knows how to celebrate a try, too. Yeah.
Loves it.
No.
Also a good crowd there out of Sydney.
It looked like some fans really getting into it as well, you know, which is really good to see. Because it needs to be a big year for Australian rugby. And
with the Lions coming and with the Rebels gone, they need to have a good year.
What do you think of Suaalii out there?
Yeah, he looked all right at fullback.
Yeah, it's good under a high ball, eh?
He's good under a high ball, and he linked up well on attack. He'll get the positioning if he keeps playing.
He looks like he's got smarts, but he's such a specimen, isn't he? He's just a freak.
Yeah, he was in space multiple times in that game.
Yeah.
Caleb Tangitau got a couple of tries for the Landers. He's quick. My mum works with his dad.
Oh, fantastic.
So there you go.
I do a podcast with a guy whose mum works with his dad.
There you go.
So we've all got a relation to him somehow. Well, that's interesting. You know who I like the look of in the Highlanders? The Fijian Timothy, I think.
Timothy,
I think there's something to him. You know,
good player.
He's
playing in the midfield this week.
Yeah,
instead of the wing.
Where is the Tell me if I'm wrong.
Probably wrong.
The younger Naholo, where's he at the moment? Who's he playing?
Kenny Naholo for the Canes. He scored a try.
Yeah, he's
a big. He's a unit.
He is a bit of a unit. Have we got anything on him, you reckon? I know we're going.
We've got lots of wingers, so.
We'll see how we go. Well, Talia didn't really. We'll get there in a second. Boy, oh boy.
Anyway, the draw lost.
Didn't see much of that game.
That one was in Fiji. It was the early kickoff afternoon.
Looked wet.
Yeah, it rained in the second half, I think, especially.
Looked damp. Hot and moist.
First Aussie team to win in Fiji. So nice good on the Brumbies. And they were without a few of the big guns as well. But again, that game changed leads a few times as well.
Oh.
All the Drua tries came from their backs. Guess what? The Brumbies scored some tries through their forwards.
So it sounds pretty traditional.
Kind of.
Mm.
Yeah. Luke Reimer got a couple towards the end of the game. So again, 70-odd minute kind of lead changes. So,
which is what you want to see. It keeps you on the edge of your seat.
A great crowd in Fiji.
Yeah, they're loving it. Well, until the end.
Yeah, until the end.
I saw the last few minutes of that and the Fijians just weren't able to mount anything.
Yeah, they still got a bit of ill discipline going on, which is a bit of a frustrating one. If they can get that right, I think they'll be a better threat. We got dominated by the Chiefs.
Yeah, and we looked, especially in the second half. The second half, the first half we had, I wouldn't say comfortable, they're still within striking distance, but we had a well-earned, good lead. you know, yeah. especially with a try just after halftime.
They were going for penalties, and we were like, we'll go for tries, and we got a couple of them.
Which was good. I think it was a crucial, crucial moment when Talia didn't finish that. And,
In the corner, corner, to hit back after the Chiefs had not long scored.
Cortez Rautama, you know, somehow got
his legs there.
Yeah, which is, pain in the ass, to be honest with you. But from that point on, the belief just grew and grew, and the disbelief, if lack of a better term, grew and grew in the Blues.
Chiefs did a bit of the bomb squad thing with a bunch of All Blacks coming off the bench.
Yeah, it was like Cortez Rautama made a massive impact when he came off the bench.
It worked a treat.
Huge. Huge. Huge.
D-Mac had a pretty good game.
He did. I had him at 10 in my
team. I had him at 10 as well, but I didn't make him my captain. I had Dalton Polipoli as my captain.
He
got a try, so that was all right.
Yeah. I had Dalton Polipoli in my team too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was actually tempted with the Super Rugby Fantasy thing to go like, to go real hipster and to just pick a bunch of guys that I thought, like, this guy could have a good game against that team.
Yeah, right.
Like, thinking stats and shit. And then I was like,
no, I don't.
I'll look like a bit of a douche if I bomb out. So I'll just pick a bunch of big guys.
I'm not even in the top 100.
I'm totally mid-table. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing so well.
Even picking the big guns didn't work out.
Yeah, I tried my big guns. Didn't really work.
I don't think the values of the players has changed.
Since?
No. Like, the whole thing with fantasy is usually the more players select the player, then their value goes higher.
All right.
And then the more players that drop them from their team, their value goes lower.
Mm.
So there's kind of a thing about, you know, getting in early, just like stocks, you know, and then dropping them before they got a buy or something like that. But they seem to be the same.
Right. Okay. Mm. Yeah, apparently like 90% of all teams had Artie Sevier in their team.
I had Artie Sevier in my team.
I had Artie Sevier in my team.
Yeah. So you're not really getting anywhere by picking him. You're just like staying even with everybody else.
Yeah. Unless you just think he's going to have an absolute shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably not.
No, unlikely. Unlikely.
Yeah.
But no, it was disappointing from the Blues just to see how they kind of capitulated. You know, they just did not. It didn't offer anything.
I remember the position and territory numbers were all the Chiefs, which is.
Yeah, they just got all the momentum and like we just couldn't mount anything and it was wet and shit.
That guy Leroy Jenkins got a try.
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Carter. But and that's how I say Leroy. I can't help but think of that. I wonder if he says that when he's going over the line.
Yeah.
Leroy.
Oh, Leroy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
God, that's pretty old school. Isn't
that's it, very though? Old school.
Yeah. If you know what we're talking about, comment below.
But yeah, we're the worst side. We're the bottom of the log.
Are we? Oh, because we're the worst.
We got the 11 points was the biggest losing
margin. Oh, we've gone from the top table to the bottom table.
Yeah, the reigning champions have been quickly disposed of. And then maybe the game of the round, the Force against Moana Pacific at 45-44.
Wow. And like,
who would have picked that one? I mean, I guess it's a good matchup because two of the sides that didn't make the knockouts last year.
Yeah, it's a good matchup. But and they both looked like they had a bit of something.
Yeah.
And you know, I was watching the very end of that game thinking, oh, the Moana are just defending like demons here. They're pushing them back and pushing them back.
I saw a few comments about like, oh, man, like Moana Pacifica, clearly those guys, it was getting a little bit racial. Like, clearly those guys can't, they just don't want to defend. You know, they just want to attack.
That's such bullshit. I was like,
did you watch the end of the game?
No.
It was like 26 phases.
They were throwing everything at it and everything at it. And then Donaldson finally got a one-on-one against a big man.
Yeah.
And just, and like.
And then I guess there's no one in the backfield. They just had 15 guys up in the line. Yeah. Like, you're not going to kick it.
Yeah, that's right.
With the clock like 4 minutes in the red.
That's right. Yeah, I did think that. I was like, oh, no. But like, no fullback. But yeah, just one line break does it in those situations. The only thing that could have been done is they just had a lot of men on the blind side who had just done a shit ton of tackling. Who were, you know, just if they got a couple of men around, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if Donaldson was that quick. He's pretty quick.
Well, he skinned a prop. I know, right?
He still had the legs to go the whole way, though.
Well, once you're through and everyone else is turning around,
it's hard to catch up.
Yeah, it's bloody hard to catch up. So I felt for Moana Pacific, it would have been great for them to get a start with a victory. But they put in a brave effort.
Very brave.
So brave. I felt they were brave.
Jackson Garden-Bashop's getting a bit of stick for being a bit chunky.
Yeah, he's got a bit of meat on him.
He's a big 10.
Yeah.
He's not your stereotypical 10s build.
No, he looks like he enjoyed the Christmas break a little bit. Yeah.
That's a different skill set to have like a bit of a bulky guy running at you. He's got a try.
Yeah.
So
as long as
you can play the game, it don't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as long as it's not getting in too much of the way. This isn't bodybuilding.
No.
It's really not.
I watched the documentary on Netflix the other day. Arnold Schwarzenegger's one.
Pumping Iron.
No, it wasn't Pumping Iron. It was like a like a look back at it, like a memoir.
Him and, I think I've seen that. He's in like in this sort of
three parts about his bodybuilding career, about his movie career, and about his political career. That was interesting.
He says it from like this woodland cabin somewhere in the hills where he lives. Yeah, in the snow.
Yeah.
And he goes, does he have pigs? And he like names them
donkeys, I think.
Donkeys, and he like gets them inside. And,
I send them shoveling shit.
These are my donkeys.
Yeah. He basically said something to the effect of like some people go to therapy. I just shovel donkey shit, like make myself useful, clear
he's
my head.
He's an actually fascinating guy.
Yeah, that's why I watched that. He's an interesting dude.
Yeah, it was interesting. His father was incredibly hard on him,
and he was like a bit PTSD from World War II.
And his father was very hard on him and his brother. Mm. Him and his brother were very similar, but. He says the thing that made him great was how hard his father was, and then the thing that killed
broke his brother was how hard his father was. Yeah.
So
Different anyway, we've gone down differently to different situations.
Yes, you can squeeze lemons. Sometimes shit comes out. Oh, I don't know what I'm trying to say there.
But that was Super Rugby round one. That was a bloody good round. I have seen, as I said, a little bit of negative feedback towards it, but if you can't enjoy watching that rugby, then I think there's something
wrong. How many minutes were game and play? There seems to be
I don't care about the game and play. I care about the quality of the game.
There
are some games where the ball is in play for fucking ages and it's just pick and go, pick and go, pick and go, pick and go, pick and go. You'll have through the roof.
But then there are some games balls in play and it's getting flicked all over the place and it's like a beautiful freaking composition.
What I'm saying is it's not the be-all and end-all of good game.
I think it's pretty key. Like I know,
I think the teams were keen to play quickly.
I have a point here.
Okay.
Let me say my, because I know I heard Russi, my main man, I love his tweets. He was saying something about, I went on about the French and the English, how there's bugger all in game time, but it was a brilliant game and everyone loved it, all that sort of thing. Yes, it was a great game. Everyone loved it. There was tension. It was fantastic. It was great to see. And there was bugger all get ball in play time. That is at the very pinnacle of the game. There's so much tension involved. There's so much hype. There's so much like drama going on around it. But like week in, week out are our domestic competitions down at the park. Like these are that's the game that the governing body needs to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to attract fans into all those aspects of the game at all the different levels, it's got to be an entertaining product. So ball and play is important. Not everything is part of the greatest rugby championship or the World Cup. When it is those things, you know, you can watch somebody holding up a bloody log of wood waiting for it to dry. That looked like the Ranfurly Shield for a second there. And that would probably be interesting if it had some sort of impact on the game itself. But down at my local rugby club, I want to see...
You want some action?
Yeah, come on.
Well, this week was action-packed.
100%. Love it. I think seems like there's this sort of Antipodean sort of battle between the Southern Hemisphere and the Northern Hemisphere at the moment, and South Africa. Like, the ball-and-play battle.
Yeah.
You reckon?
It's funny, because I've seen a few South African commenters who are like, oh, man, I miss Super Rugby. Wish we were back in Super Rugby. Super Rugby was great.
Yeah.
And then other people who were like, still like, nah, fuck you, Super Rugby sucks. Yeah. You guys can't defend for shit. I love it in the URC.
We couldn't defend for shit. How many South African teams won it over the like 20 years they were in it? Two?
It's just the old, Super Rugby, tackling's optional kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, they should have won it more often if it was tackling that was optional. Hey. Well, I'm firing shots today.
I found it entertaining.
The weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. Thoroughly.
It's great.
Thoroughly entertained. Let's see what happens next week.
Yeah, we'll maybe this time
next
twice.
Week we're talking, oh, geez, it was a dirge this week.
Yeah, exactly. All blowouts and terrible.
We'll see. What do we got next week?
Crusaders head to Hamilton to play the Chiefs.
Big. That's
a big game.
We're going to find out a lot about Crusaders.
That also looks like a good matchup.
I think it is.
The Reds are playing Moana Pacifica. It's the Reds' first game.
By the way, I'm giving that the Chiefs.
They sat on the bye for the first week, so the Reds get underway. Moana continue their Australian journey in Brisbane.
I'm going to give it to the Reds.
Maybe they can catch the Reds before they can shake off some rust.
The Australian teams look better for having the
better players Rebels talent. Gone. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Hurricanes are taking on the Drua. That looks like the blowout of the round, maybe. Because the Drua have traditionally travelled like shit.
Yeah, okay.
And the Hurricanes just beat the... Oh, sorry, they lost the Crusaders away, but gave them a good game.
Yeah, right. So, Canes will probably win that one.
The Blues are heading down to Dunedin to take on the Highlanders. So, both sides that lost in round one.
Could be a good game. Hopefully, we get the chocolates.
And then the Brumbies are hosting the Force, which also, you would think, should be a pretty comfortable one for the home side. Similar to the Drua and the Hurricanes one.
So it may not be as much of a barnstormer as the following weekend.
The Tars are on the bye.
Yeah, indeed. What have you written down the bottom there?
I'll get to that at the end.
Oh.
I want to talk some Urk first.
Urk me, yeah. Are we going to talk Six Nations fixtures for next weekend?
Oh, I didn't even write those down.
What are they?
Let's see if I can do it off the top of my head.
Let's hear it.
So Ireland is heading away to Wales.
So Ireland's going to win that one?
You think? Pretty comfortably?
I would say there's a 97% chance they win.
Okay.
Yeah.
3% Wales. There you go.
That's what I think.
If
Wales win, I'm going to be like, well, I did say 3%.
There you go. You're leaving yourself an out. Yeah. The Calcutta Cup is on. England are hosting Scotland. Scotland have had the wood on England in recent years. I think it's four in a row they've won in the Six Nations, but England just beat France.
I'm going to give it to England this year. I think
Scotland lost to Ireland.
Well, yeah, everyone's lost to Ireland so far. Well, there's only been two games. And then finally, it's France versus
Italy.
Oh.
In Italy, I believe.
I'll give that to France. There we go.
You think they're going to bounce back?
Yes. I think they're going to win that game.
Okay.
Yes. All right, well, that was some great Six Rugby, the greatest rugby championship chat.
The Urk, which I know you didn't watch.
What does that say?
Jesus Christ, don't be so nosy.
I was trying to work out what's happening in the podcast. Drink my non-alcoholic
beer. Do you know Zebre, like the Italian club who just never wins?
Yes.
They won.
What?
Second away match in a row.
You are kidding.
They beat Ulster a few weeks ago before the Six Nations, and now they
just... Spit take.
They beat Edinburgh. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What Edinburgh, good team. Edinburgh won the bloody...
No, that was Glasgow.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Wow. Edinburgh...
Edinburgh's a bit shit. They're kind of underperforming, put it that
way. Okay. Well, well done to the...
Zebres.
Congratulations. Maybe
there's a bit of depth coming in the Italians. They love a good offload as well.
Yeah, sure.
The old Zebrites. Leinster are still unbeaten. They took like their C team because their entire team's with Ireland to the Ospreys, and they beat them 22-19.
It's crazy that they still play this during...
Yeah, in the middle of it. We don't do that in the Rugby Championship.
No,
there's no crossover between Super Rugby and the All Blacks.
You're either not playing or you're an All Black, or you're playing. Or you might be playing some Māori or...
NPC's on, but there's no crossover with Super Rugby.
Yeah.
One season ends and another season begins.
But none of the All Blacks ever play NPC. Very real. Unless they're
getting back
from
to fitness or they're on the outer, basically.
Yeah.
Like Hoskins Satutu.
You've been fully dropped.
Yeah, you've dropped pretty far if you've headed back
you're
to
not
the NPC.
You're not in the environment.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Leinster are still undefeated. They got a 3-point win, but it was a win.
Okay, well done, Leinster.
Yeah.
How are my Munster team going?
Munster had a win. They beat the Scarlets 29-8.
Fantastic. So, Leinster look like they should make it to a final and lose it?
Yeah, probably. The Bulls also lost. That's why I'm wearing the Sharks kit.
All right.
They lost 29-19.
I don't know if I've seen this one.
The Sharks, every time there was a scrum, they conceded a penalty, and then they still won the game because they chucked it around. I think you would like watching that Sharks
side. I like about it chucking around. What do you think about, you know, you wear a lot of rugby jerseys, right? Do you like the material that they seem to all be made? Like the synthetic,
the South African ones are made out of a different material. They're a bit thinner. Maybe because South Africa's hotter. I don't know.
Yeah. Would it rip? Oh, well, hopefully not, obviously.
It's a replica rather than a match jersey. So
all right. Do you have any match jerseys?
I have one, and it's not very flattering to the 41-year-old figure.
What? Which one's that?
Northampton Saints.
How'd you get that one?
I just bought it because it was on special, thinking I could pull that off, and then I put it on, and I felt it very hard to pull off.
Yeah, right.
It's very tight.
I couldn't pull that off until I realized I couldn't on many levels.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Awesome sauce.
But, and all the Welsh sides lost.
Shocker. poor old Wales.
Yeah, both the Italian sides won. All the Welsh sides lost.
Jeez,
the South Africans played Derby, so 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. Rian's side won, the Lions.
Oh, go the Lions. Beat the Stormers. When it rains, it pours, certainly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are the, do the South African teams follow, is it a good time zone for them to watch, like, just the other, you know how, one of the things I like about Super Rugby is you get a 7 o'clock game, and then
9 o'clock then game, you get a 9:30,
yeah, 9:30 game. You're like, oh yeah, cool, watch this one.
Yeah, I'm sorted for the evening.
Yeah. But you know what? They don't have that sort of.
Well, there'd be evening games over there, afternoons and evenings. They play more afternoon games than we do.
Hmm.
That's why there's so many games on at like 2 a.m. Which I'm like, I'm not doing it.
I can't remember the last time.
I do it for internationals. I don't do it for a club right now.
I can't remember the last time for there was a night game in South Africa. I can't remember it. There would have been. I'm sure.
Yeah, there would have been.
Yeah, it's such a pain in the ass, but it would be so much easier for us. Would be. Why great don't they for think us. Of the New Zealanders?
I know.
Yeah, the French are great. They're the best.
Love the French.
They take care of us.
They love little, a 9 o'clock kickoff.
They love us little Kiwis down 9 o'clock.
Oh, perfect. Like, we love you, friends.
Put a bit of avo on toast, make myself a coffee, settle in. Like, it's not, I don't have to, like, even like, I don't mind like a midday game, but sometimes you wake up and you're like, oh, I've got to fart around for another couple of hours. It's like, it's there exactly when you want it. And you're like, you know.
Yep. We're kind of blessed and cursed. We're kind of in a bad zone for any daytime stuff in Europe. But we're in a really good zone for American sports.
Yeah, we are. We get a lot of, like the UFC is always nice to watch. I get it on a Sunday arvo.
Yeah.
Looks
pretty well. The other thing I had on the list was the rugby game, Rugby 25. Sucks. I have not played it.
No, I was planning on playing it.
Yep.
I've
reviewed the last couple. I bought one. I remember Rugby like I was, 21, and they sent me a review copy of Rugby 22, but I think it's different people this time.
I was,
so nobody sent me a review copy. Maybe because I kind of gave the last one a bit of a bad review.
I was keen to. What I was thinking about doing was buying it and getting you and I to like.
I was thinking about that as well.
Getting a green screen behind us, like to project it, and then playing it. But it's from every report and everything I've seen, it looks like it's awful.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Like, sucks ass.
Yeah.
It's, like, terrible. Really shit.
Yeah.
An indictment on the game.
Yeah.
Not worth any money. They should pay you to play it. It's so bad, is what I've heard.
Yeah.
And what I've seen, like, the gameplay looks awful. Like, it just looks stiff and gross. And I've seen the Kiwi lads have done a few videos on it.
Oh, really?
Check them on. Hamish and his mate. What's his mate's name?
I don't know.
He's an odd duck. That's all I know about him.
The shall we go? Can I say that in 2025?
No. He's not as thin as
oh, Hamish is a stick.
Yeah, he's a long string of weasel vests. He's slightly bigger than Hamish, and yeah, they just sort of bag it while they're playing it. Like there's
okay.
Like they did a good job apparently with like the periphery of the game.
Seems like they spend a lot of time like getting people's faces into the game. Like, why don't you spend more time making the game good?
Yeah, like the game looks like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I think rugby struggles with is that when you design the game, and I've said this before, you need to make essentially a bunch of mini games. Like the ruck is its own little mini game. The scrum is a mini game. The line-out's a mini game. Goal kicking's a mini game.
Kicking off.
Like the general play stuff is not that much of the game.
And then when you play FIFA, it's just playing football.
It's just all free play. Yeah, basically.
Which is
the only times it's like set by corners, throw-ins, and penalty shootouts, like, which is bugger all.
It's like so easy to do.
Because rugby is a lot of the ruck stuff.
Yeah.
Like John Olomu's one had it really simple. He just shoved them all in there.
Yeah.
And then in all likelihood, the better team gets the ball. Like if you play as Japan, you basically can't go, you can't get tackled.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get turned over a second phase. And then rugby 08.
It's been so long playing it. The fact that it came out so crap, like it sucks. These guys, these people, would have put a lot of time and energy and a lot of angst trying to work it out, and they would have known within themselves that this is just a pile of shit we're trying to put out here.
But we're gonna get some money from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna buy it.
No. Every time it's like you play, I really like rugby.
Yeah, I like rugby too. We have a rugby podcast.
And I don't play anywhere near what I used to, but I also like playing good video games.
Me too.
But my love of rugby cannot make me play a really bad rugby video game for that long.
Yeah, no.
Like Rugby 08 gets held up like it's fucking amazing these days. I don't think it was okay.
Yeah.
But because it was so much better than everything that's come after it, it's now been like kind of a bit of mind fog. Like, oh, it was so great. It was the greatest game. Like, it's okay. Yeah. It's got a heap of flaws. It's got a heap of bugs. It's got a heap of like exploits. The graphics were shit for the time. Like, people think about it, it's shit now, but it was...
What was the company that made this game? Big Ant?
Big Ant, yeah.
What else have they made?
I don't know.
I think they've made a couple of the League games in the past.
Have they been any
good? I would like EA to really get a hold of it and throw something.
They stopped making it because there's no money in it.
They were trying to make it originally?
EA made the old ones, like 08 and all that stuff. But really? There's just no money in it for them. They don't make enough to get a good profit.
NFL, people love NFL playing Madden. Mm-hmm. That's a complicated game.
Yeah.
With a lot of different...
But there's a lot more people to buy copies of the Madden game.
But they've made... people love it because they've put all this energy and effort into it.
Rugby's anyway, just a much more niche sport.
Yeah, we don't have a massive... Well...
And some games like FIFA, US. People who don't even like soccer will play FIFA.
Because it's just fun.
It's just a fun game.
She's a fun game.
Whereas rugby, I think it's just a bit harder to gamify.
Yeah. Anyway, the wait continues for a half decent one. Maybe this will be it. Maybe they won't make another one ever again.
I think you're going to be waiting a while. It'll be some indie guy that does a good one at some point. Someone will do an indie version and it'll be a bit like, it'll be like, you know, John Lomu was like totally arcade.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah. That's right. It didn't feel like... It wasn't really rugby, but...
But it was the
if you got John Lomu, he could get through everybody. That was cool.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to make it... Yeah, I think that's maybe... Like, someone will do something a bit indie and go down that route to make it fun first and then rugby second.
I wouldn't care if they had, like, the Auckland Blies and, like, the Waikato...
As long as the gameplay is good.
Or something like that. As long as they just get a good game going and then, you know... I don't care about the teams or anything like that. Like, I'd prefer it.
The licensing is the icing on the cake, for sure.
Let's just get a good game. Anyway.
Yeah.
We live and wait.
There's more Six Nations this weekend. There's more Super Rugby this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There's even one URC game if you want to watch it.
Oh, I'll be dying to watch that one. Can't wait. Who's playing?
The Bulls and the Lions.
Go to the Lions.
It's like a round 9 game they got to catch up on because their schedule's all mucked up.
Good as gold, mate. Good as gold. All right. Well, look.
Anything else going on?
I don't think so. Not that I can remember. I've got to find these Tweeddale guys, their logo.
I sent it to you.
Oh, fantastic.
Check your email.
What sound effect should I do for it?
Yeah. Wallpaper stripping. Do they strip wallpaper?
It's not really a very... Does it sound like... that sounds like wallpaper stripping.
Okay.
Does.
Painting sound? Or the sound of paint drying.
That's one of those things.
Okay.
I'm just going to go workman sounds. Ah, fuck! Anyway, good work, Mark.
Yeah, good. Well done. Jim, take care.
Ta-da-da.